Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This Memorial Day weekend, the official start of summer, is a time eagerly awaited by most New England beachgoers, but state budget cuts are clouding the picture this year. At some beaches, there will be higher fees. At several, there will be fewer services and fewer police patrols. Revere Beach is the nation's oldest public beach, a 2.5-mile stretch of sand just about 5 miles north of Boston with its own T-stop. It's a unique urban beach with city life and city problems amid the sand, ice cream, and roast beef stands. We recently walked the beach with Revere City Council President Dan Rizzo. He's especially worried about this beach season, not only because funding has been cut for state police special patrols on the beach, but also because of something that happened this spring. On April 26th, when the temperatures hit 90, some high school students in Revere and surrounding communities decided to skip school and head to the beach. Thanks to modern technology, one text led to another, and an estimated 3,000 kids showed up, causing gang fights, stabbings, road closures, and about a half dozen arrests.
Fortunately, nobody was seriously injured or worse than that. There's some storefronts up and down the street here where kids were going into, and one resident of our community happened to be down here, and he said that he could only equivocate it to the riots of L.A. I mean, these kids were going in, 30, 40 kids. The police did a great job getting them off the beach and back onto the train and kind of clearing the area out before things really, really got out of hand.
But as of Memorial Day weekend, some patrols will be reduced because of the state budget problems, isn't that right?
Absolutely. I mean, the problems only occurred during the warm summer months. I mean, the rest of the year, it's okay. We can probably deal with one or two patrols. But in the warm summer months, when you get thousands of people down here on the beach, it just doesn't do it. Two police officers and 2.5 miles of beach just does not cut it on an average hot night. It really is a very difficult situation with the cuts that not only the state police are getting, but our own local police. I mean, we just laid off a total of 9 police officers.
So patrols here will be reduced, but the head of the state police, Major Dan Grabowski, does have the jurisdiction to be able to decide that he could redeploy officers as needed if you need them. But it would be in an emergency situation? Is that how it would be? Or
I'm hoping that would not be the case. I'm hoping it would be on a routine basis, but ultimately he's going to call the shots.
So do you think it's safe? Would you say it's safe? The beach is safe?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no question that it's safe. It's a minority of the people that come down looking for trouble. I mean, most people that come down here are just looking to have a nice, relaxing, peaceful time here at the beach.
And these teenage sunbathers say Revere Beach is safe most of the time.
I wouldn't come down here at night. I don't think it's too safe down here at night.
You'd only come here in a group.
Yeah, I would never come
never by myself. I'd be, like, kind of sketched out.
I think it's all right. It seems like such a common thing to happen. Not like stabbing, but like the fighting and stuff. I feel like it's just so cliche to happen. Just, it goes right over your head. Like, you don't think twice about it anymore.
But some beachgoers aren't so sure. We ran into this woman who regularly strolls the beach with a walker and with her friend Vinny, who didn't want his last name used. She and Vinny were on the beach when the throngs of kids showed up last month. She's wearing a baseball cap and jacket covered with Coca-Cola buttons, which is why Vinny says in Revere, she's known as the Coca-Cola lady.
She wears a lot of Coca-Cola clothes. Her whole apartment, silverware dishes, bedspread, towels.
It was mobbed here. It was just as though everybody knew about it, but they came in groups and groups and groups. They didn't even bother with the water or anything like that. They weren't here for the beach. There was just no place for anybody to go.
Showing off their gang tattoos that they got, you know, showing that they belong to a gang. And
oh, they were disgusting.
That's Harriet Shara, or the Coca-Cola lady, talking about public safety on Revere Beach. State police say although the legislature cut funding for special patrols of Revere Beach, it's going to use officers from other units to patrol this summer. But that's going to mean about a half dozen fewer police patrols on Revere Beach every day.